Hi, I'm Abigail, and I'm addicted to money. So for the next 50 seconds, I'd like to feel dirty, inconsiderate, manipulative, and ashamed. I apparently agreed to play the game of life by the rules made by the rich in order to make them more rich. And because I feel powerless and out of control, I am asking you to listen to this ad for Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your computer or phone. Anchor will distribute your podcast wherever you can get podcasts. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And everything you need to make a podcast is in one place. So download Anchor for free on the app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So yeah, that's all I have. Thanks for letting me share. What is up, weirdos? You're listening to the Manic Pixie Weirdo. I'm Abigail, your host, and this is the podcast where we talk about relationships and all the different kinds of relationships we have in our lives. So this week, this episode that is going to be released is something that it's a new thing that I'm going to do every other Wednesday. So like every Wednesday, so like every 2 Wednesdays, I'm going to put this out. Fuck you guys. And we're calling it What's Up Weirdo Wednesday. It's shout outs. I'm doing shout outs. And the reason I'm doing this is because part of having a relationship is giving credit where credit is due. And saying thank you. And you know, this is a relationship, the relationship that I have with you guys, the audience, the followers, everybody. It is a kind of relationship that we have. We have this sort of symbiotic relationship where, you know, I put out content, you guys listen to it, consume it. And then, you know, you tell your friends or you tell whoever you follow us on social media or however you do it. But there is, you know, there is work on your part that is being done because it does take effort and time to listen to this and to all the episodes that I put out. So I just wanted to kind of give credit where credit is due and say thank you to everybody who listens and give shout outs. So what I'm going to do is on the hosting site that I have or that I use. Oh, sorry about that. I need to just give me a second. Okay. Hopefully that's better. So on the hosting site that we use, it goes by like geographic region. And so it like tells me, you know, the country and then like the percentage of listeners that we have in that country. I don't really give a shit about the percentage. That's not relevant to me. Because I just don't care. I feel like that's just a, if we're adding numbers to shit that don't need, I don't need that. And you guys don't need that. We don't need any more sort of like competition bullshit. This is not a competition to see what country can listen the most. This is an inclusive podcast where we want just everybody and anybody who wants to listen can listen from wherever the hell you are. So we're just going to do by, I'm just going to go down the list. Of countries and shout out to all of you guys. If I am going to be giving a couple of personal shout outs, just a few personal shout outs. And this is kind of, so this is the segment that I'm going to be doing that in is the What's Up Weirdo Wednesdays. So, but that will also, and because I'm doing it every other week, that'll give you guys time. If you want a personal shout out, for me to like get all those things together and everything. And if you want to say something, if you want to like type, you know, if you want me to say something that you write, I can do that. Or I can just shout out, you know, just whatever. Just make sure that you put your name and the country that you are listening from. And you can send those to either the email, which is manicpitsyweirdo@protonmail.com, or you can DM us on the Instagrams, which is the_main_weirdo1, or you can do it on the Twitters at MP Weirdo Podcast. And now, you guys, guess fucking what? We have a Pinterest up and ready to go. It's so exciting. So the Pinterest is at the underscore main underscore weirdo 21. So that's because I got it all fixed and like made in 2021. So it's the year we're in. So just remember that that's what the Pinterest is. Okay, so first, right off the top, I'm going to go ahead and get a couple of personal shout outs out. So Nerdy Photographer Podcast asked me to give a shout out to Reanimator. I'm not entirely sure what that means, because it just says any chance we can get a Reanimator shout out on the podcast. Yes, absolutely. You can always get a shout out on the podcast. This is the time and the place that we do it. Oh yeah, the other reason I wanted to do this was because I didn't want to start shouting out people like in the middle of an episode or something. So we're just gonna do it all together, like all is one thing. And not only am I doing it every other week because I'm lazy, but also I feel like that gives plenty of time for everybody to get their stuff in. And if you miss it, it's fine. You just do it for the next one. Anyway, so that's the one personal shout out that I got asked to give. So yeah, go check out the Reanimator for the Reanimator Shoutcast. And also go check out, the fucking Nerdy Photographer Podcast. Do that. Have to give a shout out to D at Stress, Depressed, and Anxious, local neighborhood baby. What is up, girl? I had so much fun. Thank you for letting me have you on my podcast. And thank you for inviting me to do your podcast. I had so much fun. Check that episode out. It just dropped on Monday. We talk about dreams. It's the Stress, Depressed, and Anxious podcast. So we did a whole thing on dreams, and it was so much fun. Yeah, so go check that out. Also, I'd like to go ahead and give a shout out to Brett from the Tell Me About It podcast. He's going to be coming on later today, but that episode won't be released until for a couple of weeks. So, but shout out to him. We're going to be talking about some really good stuff, some sort of more serious things. So, because we've been talking about comedy. So we're going to darken it up a bit. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It will be great. It'll be fine, you guys. And then last but not least, personal shout out to Sean Louis. I had so much fun with him, interviewing him, talking to him, helping him promote his new album, Noir. Noir? I do this every time, you guys, every time. And his new single, IDKY. I don't know why. IDKW, I don't know why is the name of the song, but the single is titled IDKW. My bad. I'm so sorry. So those are some of the personal shout outs that I wanted to give out. Go ahead and give out. Thank you, everybody who's listening. This is kind of for you guys. This is for everybody who's listening, everybody who's been supportive, and everybody who, you know, sticking it out with us. So we're going to just go ahead and go down the list. We have United States. What's up, you guys? Hello, fellow Americans. How's it going? Not great. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. We can figure this out. France, what's up? France and the Netherlands. What's going on, you guys? Y'all have some cool shit. Netherlands, y'all have some cool shit. Y'all are doing some real cool shit with, like, water. Like, aqueducts and stuff. I think that was you guys. I watched a documentary the other day about about like aqueducts and like terpenes. Oh my God, I'm such an idiot. You know what? Just never mind. Ignore me. I don't know what I'm talking about, actually. I do know the Netherlands is beautiful, and France. I mean, obviously France is gorgeous, but it is sometimes nice to just hear that, you know? It is. But France is really beautiful. obviously the Netherlands is just great. You never hear, I mean, I'm sure like weird, like taboo bad shit happens in the Netherlands. You just never hear about it. But I feel like that's probably true for every country, like whatever country, I don't know, whatever country you live in, I assume you look at other countries and you're kind of like, why aren't we doing it their way? Like, it's just better. I don't know if that's true. That's just how I feel right now about like living in the United States, where it's just like, I feel like every other country just is like I'm only here. I feel like I'm only hearing about like good things that are happening in other countries. Like France and the Netherlands, like good things that they're doing. Germany, you're on this list. Y'all are doing some good shit with like, you know, environmental, like, I believe it's solar. Maybe it's nuclear. But y'all are doing like renewable energy, like good renewable energy shit. And you just don't hear about that, like, in the United States. That's not to say that it's not happening. It's just one of those things where it's like, oh, I don't know. I feel like I'm rambling. I'm not making sense. Okay, we're just going to move on. It's fine. In France, I mean, come on. Just the best food. Just, like, just the only thing I will say about French food is that it's very, very rich, and so it's heavy. And basically, for me, that means I have, like, a little bitty stomach, and so that basically for me means that I can take, like, 4 bites, and then I'm like, I'm gonna explode! It's just so good, but I can't eat anymore. But, yeah, anyway. You guys didn't need too much information. It's fine, whatever. United Kingdom! Yeah, well, I've heard it's not going great over there either. So, I guess we can all just kind of be in the same boat together. Germany! What's up, guys? I had a babysitter when I was real little who, she was a really good family friend. Like, I was in her wedding and shit, like, as a flower girl or whatever, but, not the point. She, like, her husband, after she got married, they moved to Germany, and they sent us pictures of, like, I believe it's the tulips. Oh, God, I'm ruining all of this. It's just, this was, a really beautiful flower garden. I don't remember. But it was just, I just remember just being like, oh, it's so pretty. Why can't we have nice things? Canada, how's it going? I don't know. I haven't heard. You always hear, like, in the United States, how, like, Canada is just so much better or whatever. And to be honest, let's just be clear. Canada, you guys know what you're doing for certain things, okay? You guys for sure know what you're doing for certain things. So in a way, yes, you are better. You are way better because you have, like, things like healthcare you actually value and believe that, like, no. Everybody should have healthcare. It's a thing that everybody should have. And it also shouldn't cost a small fortune or a big fortune in order to get quality healthcare. Or prescriptions, for that matter. You're just better than us. You're just like the chiller, sweeter, kinder, more compassionate, empathetic, like, group of, like, country. Like, group of individuals, of, like, that create a country. You're just, like, the better, you're just the sweeter neighbor, okay? You're just, like, the better person, all right? It's true. I've toyed with the idea of, like, moving, of having us move to Canada. My husband's trying to build, like, a trailer. Like, for, you know, like, camping and stuff. It's not real camping. It's, like, glamping for real. But it's not real camping. It's glamping for sure. But I told him, I was like, babe, I don't care what you do to it. I need it to, when the shit hits the fan and when the shit goes down, like, it's coming for us. It is, guys. It's coming for us. And when the shit hits the fan and goes down, we need to be able to hook that trailer up to the truck and book it to, you know, the Canadian border
Like, that's what I need this thing to be able to do. From the southern tip of Texas all the way, I need it to be able to, without problems. Like, I don't want to be stopping on the side of the road every 5 minutes because a wheel fell off. Like, I need it to be able to get us for the point A is where we are right now. Point B is Canada. I need us to get to there when the shit goes down. I think I've watched Handmaid's Tale too many times. Fuck. So, I love you, Canada. Y'all are pretty great. Y'all also have, in Toronto, y'all have, it's like a bar slash lounge situation. I don't know. It's called the Lockhart. And I've always wanted to go. I want to go there so much. Australia! I visited you guys. I spent like a month there when I was 14. It was so fun. I had a blast, you guys. That was so fun. I want to go back real bad. Norway. Dude, y'all are doing some cool shit, too. Y'all are all doing cool shit. Like, share the love, you guys. Y'all, come on. Share the love, you guys. Norway. Y'all have good fucking ideas. We need some of those. We need to borrow some of them. Sharing is caring, okay? All of you people. All of you. Japan? Guys, please help us, okay? Please? Please. Fiji? South Africa? Anybody who's not, anybody who I've mentioned that it's not the United States, help us. Help us, please. Y'all have good ideas. I refuse to believe that the United States is the end-all and be-all of good ideas, okay? I refuse to believe that. There's no way. In fact, I would argue that in fact, we have some mostly bad ideas. Really mostly terrible ideas. So we need to start taking information and knowledge like from other countries, like, and we just need to borrow it. Y'all need to come over here and like show us how to do shit. How do we get this like renewable energy thing going? How did y'all do it? I know. I can hear you. Look it up. We can show you how we did it. Great. No. That's not what I'm talking about. I can look it up online. That's fine. I need you guys to come over here and teach us. Like, we need to make this, like, we, apparently the United States needs to go back to first grade. Because y'all need to just teach us how to do it. Because we are stubborn and won't listen. Okay? Basically, you have to shove it down our fucking throats before we're like, okay, fine, I guess you might know something. Oh, but share your knowledge. Oh, so useful. South Africa and Fiji, what's up? Japan. Okay, first of all, South Africa, how is it going? Y'all have some cool shit. Y'all have really good food, okay? And if the only thing I'm allowed to borrow is your food, I'm cool with that, okay? That's fine. But it's some good fucking food. Nigeria, you too, okay? If the only thing I'm allowed to borrow is your food, I'm okay with that because it's so fucking good. It makes me so happy. Fiji, what is up, you guys? Fiji. First of all, I'd like to personally say we're sorry. Say I'm sorry because we ruined your fucking water. And that's not okay. And I did not realize that until a couple of years ago when I heard about it. When I heard about the Resnick Water Monsters on the Dollop podcast. So if you don't know what that is or you haven't listened to it, go listen to that one. And hear about the horrible, horrible treatment that we did, that we allowed this ridiculous company, this group, this couple to just pillage and do. It's just horrible. I mean, we do it to everybody. And I'm so sorry, you guys. It sucks. We're awful. Okay, we're horrible. I know. It's okay. But we can get through this together. I'm not talking about the rest of the country. Just come over here. We have hugs. We just need hugs and we need ideas. Like, we're willing to listen, okay? I promise. Austria. God, every time I see Austria, y'all are probably so sick of hearing this, but every time I see I see Austria, like the word Austria, or it's mentioned, I only think of The Sound of Music, and that's mainly because I love Julie Andrews. But I you're probably so sick of hearing that. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Again, good food. Good fucking food. Philippines. I actually had a lot of friends who were from the Philippines when I was a kid. It was kind of interesting. I had a boss one time when I worked for FedEx. I had a boss who would go like to the Philippines and Vietnam. I think he did it like once every 2 years or something like that. Or maybe it was like once every year, but like he rotated them or something. But like he could speak the language and everything. And it was just, and the way he showed me pictures. Oh my God. It just looks, so, it looks fun. Like it does. It looks fun to like go and see and meet people. I don't know. It just seems like it would be a really fun place and a very interesting place. I do enjoy the culture very much too. I don't know what it is that like draws me to it. It just seems very like, I don't know, like at the root of the culture, it seems very peaceful. I don't know. Maybe I'm probably crazy. It's fine. Russia, what's going on? I don't even know why. I'm still, okay, so Russia, you guys, I'm still trying to figure this one out. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know why we don't like you. I don't know what that's about. I feel like it's just, like, it's who has the better, like, who has the bigger dick energy. And from someone who does not give a fuck about any of that, it's very confusing. Because I'm just like, I don't, no one cares. Like, I kind of don't give a shit. Okay? Beautiful language, beautiful country. I love learning about Russian history. It's like one of my favorite things on the planet to learn about. Y'all's language too is really, it's really interesting. I love language. I do really enjoy learning about like language, and all the different kinds that there are. I just think it's really fascinating. I don't know. Spain and Egypt. Oh my God. And the Czech Republic. Spain. How is it going? I haven't heard much from, like much about what's going on over there. Are y'all doing okay? I know that y'all got hit really hard with COVID. I know that because I saw that on the news. But I hope y'all are doing okay. I hope you are. Like, I don't know. Again, another beautiful country. And you 100, you tear me apart for this because I'm really bad with this kind of stuff. But I don't, I'm, clearly I'm just bad at everything. So it's fine. We're all here for it. It's cool. Whatever. But there's an architect who, I believe he's postmodern. And he basically creates buildings out of like, I guess it would be considered like eco-friendly or sustainable like means. Like that's how he builds buildings. But it's so much more than that. It's not just that. Like in its most pure sense, it is like nature and humanity coming together to create, to build something that has like a very symbiotic relationship with the natural environment, but like works with the needs of humans as well. And I, for the life of me, cannot remember the name of this architect, artist, really. Well, architecture is a form of art. But it just, he built like this really beautiful cathedral in Spain. And it's like, so it's, but it's, so it uses things like tree, like he uses things like trees and like plants, things like in the surrounding environment. And then he like molds and shapes it into, like a building that can be used, you know, like a church kind of a thing. It's just really beautiful. If I could remember the name of the architect, I would tell you, but I can never remember the name, and I would also probably butcher it because I'm horrible at everything. So it's whatever. But let me know. Send me an email. Send me a DM. Send me something about it because, like, I want to know. Egypt, how are you all doing? I haven't heard anything. It's kind of concerning to me. But I haven't heard anything. And I don't really hear about the Czech Republic either. Again, both of you have great fucking food. Great food. Okay? So good. But I haven't heard about, like, how either one of you, Egypt or the Czech Republic, I don't know how you guys are doing since, like, COVID. I don't know what's going on. I know Egypt specifically, y'all had some, like, political unrest, I think, maybe. Like, within the last year or so. But see, what happens over here in the United States is, like, we'll get, like, a couple of stories or, like, a couple of days of stories, like, about what happens. And basically, you know it's bad. Like, how one of the, like, hallmarks that I know it's bad and, like, nothing good ever happened and came of this is when you hear, like, these stories on the news or it comes across your news feed or whatever, and then all of a sudden it just vanishes and disappears and, like, you never hear about it again and you have to physically go and, like, hunt down these sources and, like, just to even try to figure out, get some semblance of an outline of an idea of what's going on. Yeah, that's when you know it's bad and there's nothing good that came out of this. And it's, yeah. So, but that's one of the reasons I'm, like, real concerned about you guys. I just want to make sure you're all okay. Please be safe, everybody. Please, please be safe. There are some lunatics out there. Not me. I'm different. Different. Okay? I don't have the energy to, like, do something horrible because I prefer to just stay in my own little bubble. But please let me know that you guys are okay. I love you guys. Again, great food, Egypt. Czech Republic. Same sort of thing. I heard something going down. I don't think I actually heard what was happening. I think I read about something that happened. I think it was with your prime minister or something. And I never heard anything. Like I said, it poofed. It disappeared after a couple of days. And I just, like, haven't been able to find anything credible to figure out what's going on. I hope you guys are okay, too. I also don't know how COVID, I assume it affected you. I don't know how, like, bad the fallout from it was. I don't really know. Like I said, I just haven't heard anything about it. But I hope you guys are okay. Okay, I really do. I don't have money. I don't have... I don't have monies to, like, be able to send anybody. All I can really do is provide, you know, support. And I can't really offer any... like, strength. I can only offer, like, hope and a side of entertainment. And maybe you'll laugh and maybe we can cry and maybe we can have just a good time together and I can be a form of escapism for you. So that's kind of what I wanted to do, with this podcast, and with the shout outs, just to let everybody know, hey, you guys, like, I am thinking about you. I do really, really appreciate all of the things that you have done for this podcast. Like I said, this is a part of a relationship and I do need to start pulling my weight because you guys have been doing your part by listening and sharing and telling people and doing all the things and rating and reviewing and liking and subscribing and just all the bullshit that I ask you guys to do. And sometimes I know it can feel like, well, how would they even know? Like, how is she even going to know? Well, I do, because I see that stuff and it really warms my heart. And thank you so much to everybody. For all the things that you do, like I said, it's time for me to start pulling my weight in this relationship with you guys. So that's what I'm trying to do. And so every 2 weeks, meet us back here on What's Up Weirdo Wednesdays. And I will give everybody shout outs. I'm just going to keep doing it the way that I'm doing it with countries. And like I said, if you want a personal shout out, email me
at manicpixieweirdo@protonmail.com for a personal shout out. You can write whatever you want. Just tell me if you want me to say it in the recording or not. And make sure you add the country that you're from. Because I like to know those things. Those things make me really happy. And I like to know where everybody's from. Also, if you have cool like history facts or like language facts or anything like that, I find, or like, you know, religious facts about things, just like something that you don't think that I would know, which is a lot. So it could literally be anything about the country that you live in. Like that would be so cool to learn about all of those things. I really want to know. I will read it. I promise you I will read it, and I will. Oh, it would just be so cool. It'd just be awesome. I love learning about those kinds of things and learning about other countries and like your ideas and what you do and stuff like that. So like I said, email manicpixieweirdo@protonmail.com. DM the Instagram is the_main_weirdo1. The Pinterest, the new Pinterest, everybody, is the_main_weirdo21, like the year that we're in, but just 21. And then the Twitter, obviously, is @MPWeirdoPodcast. So check us out. And thank you guys so much, everybody. Really, thank you so much. We will be back in 2 weeks and get those personal shout-outs in if you want them. As always, be kind and stay weird, you guys. Bye.